Have you ever wondered what's more important, the letter of the law or the spirit behind it? Should judges stick strictly to the words written on the page, or should they consider the broader intention behind them? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, when in conflict, the exact wording of the law should take priority over the spirit of the law. And it comes from our U.S. law category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. The debate over the letter versus the spirit of the law is as old as the law itself. It's a tension between two fundamental ways of interpreting legal rules. The letter of the law refers to the strict, literal interpretation of the words used in legal texts. It's all about what the law explicitly says. On the other hand, the spirit of the law is about the law's intended purpose or the principle behind it, considering what the lawmakers intended to achieve at the time it was written. Today, we see this debate play out in courtrooms around the world. For example, in the United States, courts around the country sometimes struggle with whether to interpret the Constitution and statutes based strictly on the text or to consider the broader societal implications and evolving norms. A famous example is the Supreme Court case of the District of Columbia versus Heller in 2008, where justices debated the exact wording of the Second Amendment versus the broader intention behind it. This conflict is often framed through two primary schools of thought, originalism and living constitutionalism. Originalists argue that the Constitution and the laws should be interpreted based on the original meaning of the text at the time it was written. They believe that the exact words reflect the intent of the lawmakers. By adhering strictly to the original wording, they are respecting the democratic process, and any changes or modern interpretations should be made through amendments, not through judges' interpretations. For originalists, the stability and predictability provided by adhering to the text are vital to a functioning legal system. On the other hand, you have the living constitutionalists. They believe that the Constitution is a dynamic document that should be interpreted in the context of the current societal values and realities. They argue that the framers of the Constitution could never have seen modern issues like digital privacy, biotechnology, AI, or complex economic regulations, and therefore the law must evolve to meet contemporary needs. Living constitutionalists emphasize that interpreting the spirit or broader purpose of the law allows the legal system to adapt and remain relevant, ensuring that justice is aligned with present-day principles. This debate is essential because it impacts how justice is administered. How we interpret laws can mean the difference between justice and injustice, freedom and incarceration. It affects everyone, from individuals facing legal issues to businesses navigating regulations and even lawmakers drafting new laws. Understanding this debate helps us think critically about the role of laws in society and how to best uphold justice. Now, let's debate. Agree. When in conflict, the exact wording of the law should take priority over the spirit of the law. Prioritizing the specific wording of the law ensures clarity and predictability. If laws are interpreted based on their exact words, lawyers and judges know what is expected from them, and legal outcomes become more consistent and predictable. This consistency is crucial for building public trust in the legal system. Imagine driving through a stop sign. If the law says stop, everyone knows what to do. There's no ambiguity. There's no confusion. Sticking to the letter of the law limits the power of judges to impose their personal views or biases. This approach ensures that laws are applied uniformly, preventing any one individual from having too much influence over legal interpretations. For example, in corporate law, precise wording ensures that contracts are enforceable as written, protecting parties from unexpected interpretations that could arise from a judge's personal understanding of fairness. Laws are created through a democratic process, and the wording reflects the collective intent of those legislators. By adhering strictly to the text, the judicial branch respects the legislative branch, ensuring that the laws are implemented exactly as originally intended. This approach maintains the separation of powers, a core principle of democratic governance. Disagree. When in conflict, the exact wording of the law should not take priority over the spirit of the law. Laws written years or even decades ago may not fully account for modern contexts or issues. By considering the spirit of the law, judges can adapt its application to contemporary situations, ensuring that justice remains relevant. For example, privacy laws crafted way before the digital age might not explicitly cover internet privacy, but the reason they were created can guide decisions in our very digital world. Strictly adhering to the letter of the law can sometimes lead to unjust outcomes. Interpreting the law based on its spirit allows judges to consider the broader context and principles of justice, ensuring that the law serves its purpose. In fact, there is something called the absurdity doctrine, which is approved in all states, that permits the court to disregard the plain language of a statute to avoid an absurd or unjust outcome. A strict focusing on the exact wording can lead to loopholes that people can exploit, undermining the law's purpose. By prioritizing the spirit, judges can close these loopholes and ensure the law works as intended. A classic example is tax law. People often find ways to exploit this exact language to avoid paying taxes, where focusing on the spirit would ensure everyone pays their fair share. Now, let's explore some rebuttals. A potential rebuttal to the agree point about legal certainty and predictability could be: while legal certainty is important, rigid adherence to the exact wording can sometimes result in injustice. For example, if a law is written in outdated language, that could cause harm. Interpreting it with a spirit in mind can achieve a fairer outcome, even if it introduces some uncertainty. A potential rebuttal to the disagree point about ensuring fairness and justice could be: interpreting laws based on their spirit can lead to an inconsistent and unpredictable set of rulings, which could be seen as unfair. People need to know what the law is and how it will be applied. Allowing judges to interpret based on the spirit might undermine this predictability and lead to arbitrary decisions. Curious to explore this topic even further? When you're playing dinner table debates at home, the agree side gets to set the stage and frame the debate. This means they get to define the terms, context, and interpretation, leading to a fresh, engaging discussion every time. So if you're diving into the debate topic, when in conflict, the exact wording of the law should take priority over the law, here are a few thought-provoking ways agree could shape the conversation. The law's exact wording is essential for consistency and fairness. Is it more fair when we're leaning into the exact wording of the law? Or is it more fair when we're leaning into the spirit of the law? The role of judges. Should a judge strictly follow the exact wording of the law every time? Or is that doing a disservice to their history, education, and experience? Would it be a better use of a judge's skill and job role for them to interpret the spirit of the law rather than the exact wording? How important is predictability in the legal system? Is it truly more predictable when the legal system follows the exact wording of the law? Or is every case different enough that following the spirit of the law might actually lead to more predictability and consistency in the rulings? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. If you use the code PODCAST10, you can take 10% off your order. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok account, at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.